मना है, मार्ग कठिन है रुकना मना है, चलते रहना तेरी यात्रा में विश्राम मना है। आंधी चले तो डरना मना है, तूफान उठे तो भी झुकना मना है, धूप जले तब डगमगाना मना है, कांटे चुभे तो सहम न मना है। संकट की तपिश में पिघलना मना है, आशा के फूलों को मुरझाना मना है, हवाएं कहे ठहरना मना है, धरती कहे भटकना मना है, बादल कहे बिखरना मना है, सूरज पुकारे अब बुझना मना है, चलते रहना तेरी राह में आराम मना है। समय के प्रवाह में बहकना मना है, संसार के जाल में रमना मना है, दुनियावी उत्सवों को मनाना मना है, यथार्थ को भूले जाना मना है, मायावी सुखों में चिपकना मना है, झूठे इंद्रजाल में फंसना मना है, तू है ज्वाला मिटना मना है, तू है हवा थमना मना है, तू है लहर पलटना मना है, तू है दिशा मुड़ना मना है, चलते रहना तेरे पथ में विराम मना है।
ओम शांति। लिसन ओ ट्रैवलर, यू आर नॉट अलाउड टू गो tired. The path is difficult, but stopping is forbidden. Keep moving. In your journey, rest is not permitted. If storms blow, you are not allowed to fear. Even when tempests arise, you must not bow down. When the scorching sun burns, wavering is forbidden. When thorns pierce you, melting is forbidden. The flowers of hope must never be allowed to wither. The wind says stopping is forbidden. The earth says wandering astray is forbidden. The clouds say scattering apart is forbidden. The sun calls out, now extinguishing is forbidden. Keep moving. Comfort on your path is forbidden. You must not drift away in the flow of time. Getting entangled in the world's net is forbidden. Celebrating worldly festivities is forbidden. Forgetting the ultimate truth is forbidden. Clinging to illusory pleasures is forbidden. Being trapped in false enchantments is forbidden. Listen, O traveler. You are not allowed to grow weary. The path is difficult. Yet stopping is forbidden. Keep moving. In your journey, rest is not permitted. Keep moving. Comfort is not your destiny. This is the path of moving forward, inch by inch, every single day. Every today should find us ahead of yesterday. Every tomorrow should find us ahead of today. And we move untiringly, without stopping. Our mind is like the drifting cloud, and circumstances are the winds. Unless and until we create certain anchor points, the mind will keep on drifting, wandering. What are these anchor points? These are the islands of remembrance. So our today's first hack of remembrance is to create anchor points, where we come back to remembrance. Every person has to create his own anchor points. For example, you reach your department, that is the first anchor point. Now remind yourself, you have to come back to remembrance. Second anchor point. You move out of your department. Third anchor point. You come back to your department. You move again out of your department. You go for seva. You have a speech to deliver. That is the first anchor point. You finish delivering the speech. That is the second anchor point. You have a particular bus to catch. The first anchor point. These are not the routines, but this is moving towards the center. We see our routine and create certain anchor points of remembrance. They will make us invincible within. Just as morning meditation, we sit at one place and try to focus. But throughout the day, we get lost. In order to prevent this, getting lost in the wilderness of time, we need to create certain anchor points. It could be before meals, before doing particular tasks, entering a particular place, leaving that place, fixed points, such 5 to 6, 7 points, where we come back to ourselves, to the nucleus of remembrance. That is the first hack of remembrance. The second is one love principle. It is not the lack of love. It is the dispersion of the love that is making us weak. It is the scattered love that the spiritual power is not getting accumulated. When our mind is emotionally focused on something, spiritual powers awaken. when our mind is scattered mind is scattered energy. The mind is fixed and focused just on one. All our emotions, all the energies are flowing towards that one. We automatically become powerful. Otherwise, these distractions, this fragmentary affection, take a toll on our spiritual powers. One love principle. All the energies, all the thoughts, all the emotions are just flowing towards the one. Towards the Supreme. You have understood. The more our love is fragmentary, the less powerful we become. So one love principle. Think of him. Get emotionally linked and attached with him. And you find such a focused mind, such a concentrated mind becomes the powerhouse, becomes the lighthouse. The third is thought economy. If we see our time is getting wasted in overthinking, in overreacting, overspeaking, silence is inner wealth. We guard our thoughts. Just as a miser is guarding his gold. We become the watchman of our own consciousness. Don't allow the energy to leak. Thought economy. The divine play is going on and we are just the observer. We see everything and remain undisturbed. We realize overthinking is useless because the drama is fixed and accurate. We remind ourselves of different points of drama. I remind myself of my own intrinsic nature, which is silence, which is peace, which is love. Thought economy. The third is energy leak detection. It is not that we waste our energy a lot, but the energy is wasted in undetected small leaks. The energy is wasted through these leaks. Find those energy drainers. It could be anything. Overreacting. Comparison. Getting hurt. Unnecessary plannings. Jealousy. Comparison. Screens, noises, useless surfing, chatting, unnecessary relationships. That is not helping either of the two. These are all energy leaks. When we stop the leak, suddenly we become powerful. Somebody is simply thinking of his diseases. Some people are so much preoccupied with their illnesses, with their medications, with the blood test investigations. They have no other time to think of any other thing. They just keep on thinking and thinking and thinking about body. That is one. Energy is leaking in thoughts of money, in attachments, wasteful relationships. Energy is leaking in laziness, in extra sleep, in carelessness. The best thing to preserve the energy is to build your body. That means doing exercise. When you exercise, you are not just working on your body, you are working on your mental strength and capacity. When you sweat, you push yourself to beyond limits, automatically. Something which was sleeping within you awakens. You are working on body, you go beyond body. Stop the energy leak. You feel weak, exhausted, tired, pains here and there because of excessive rest. Start walking, start running, start jumping, start dancing, and see the energy rises. Gym is not just for bodybuilding. It's the temple. Those instruments remind you of inner strength. Those mirrors are not just to showcase your body. They are the mirrors of inner reflections. So whether you go to a particular place or in nature, green gym, automatically your body becomes strong, you become strong. You're not working on body, you're working on the mind. And a new energy, a freshness, a flexibility, agility, a strength, power. You get rid of excessive fat. Fat stores lust. Muscles store energy. Fifth is sleep. Sleep is not just going to rest. Sleep is the subconscious programming chamber. Your last thought becomes your first thought. Sleeping is like sowing a seed. Waking up is sprouting. What you sow, you reap. The last thought, let it be Baba, and the first thought, let it be Baba. Then the sleep will become meditation. You wake up and you remember the Supreme. You sleep, you remember Him. Let it be free from all the screens, noises, shorts and reels. And the sleep itself will become a beautiful meditation. So the first is creating anchors, anchor points before joining the duty, after the duty, before food, after food, again joining the duty, again going away from duty, or you are traveling. So once you sit in your car, that is the first anchor point. When you get down from the car, that is the second anchor point. At each anchor point, create a fixed routine, a thought, an emotion. So these anchor points will help you stabilizing the mind. The second is one love principle. When the love is divided, we don't feel focused during yoga. Meditation becomes one-pointed when the love is one-pointed. Meditation becomes focused. Meditation becomes like a spiritual laser when our love is not divided. If you are in connection with 100 people and you keep on thinking about them, or you are attached to them, how can you meditate? Meditation is dropping all the attachments and feeling. When you become empty, then only he comes and fills you. Meditation is where you end and he begins. If you are full of yourself, how can he enter? A doctor asks, a psychiatrist asks a person, do you suffer from self-importance? Delusion of self-importance? The patient said, no, doctor. Rather, I think of myself much less than what I am. That means he is suffering from self-importance. The one love principle means undivided love, unfragmented love, unpunctured love, focused love, concentrated love, a love which is free from all the extraneous attachments. Third is thought economy, getting rid of all the overthinking, overspeaking, overreacting. Become the guardian, become the watchman of our own consciousness, not allowing. Thoughts are treasures, they are the coins. If you scatter them, it's like a beggar scattering his coins. Every thought is a coin in the treasury of spiritual consciousness. Every thought is like a golden coin. Energy leak. Find out energy drainers and time wasters. Time and again, Baba has said, this time of confluence age is very, very important. If you waste even second, you're wasting years. So time management, time boxing, time buffering is very important. Time management. Everyone has got those 24 hours. What I do in these 24 hours? Where my time is going? Our time should be engaged only in Jnana, Yoga, Dharana, Seva, learning something new skills, updating yourself. Learn, grow more in spirituality, learn some new art, self-improvement. Three things: self-improvement, art, and spirituality. So your energy leakage will not take place. Otherwise, energy is leaked all the time. Have targets, 4 to 5 targets per day. I have to learn this, I have to know this, I have to understand this. In meditation also, what I have to understand, know, learn, experience. And the last is sleep. Sleep programming. Before sleep, Baba. During sleep. And when you wake up, again the same. So it's the stabilization. The sleep becomes meditation. So these are the 5 hacks. So that every day is a day of satisfaction. We look back and we have nothing to regret, nothing to repent. It is said of Einstein that he was asked, it might be anecdotal, nobody knows the full truth because he has not written anywhere. He said, if I am given another chance to live, I will never become a mathematician, I will never become a scientist, I will never become a logician, philosopher. I'll rather become a plumber. A simple life. Rather than sophisticated, high profile life of a scientist. He preferred the simplicity. Probably also because what he invented, he never knew this will cause such a... He had no idea of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So these are the 5 yoga hacks. Anchoring, one love principle, thought economy, energy leak detection, detect and stop. And last is sleep programming. Option.
सुन ओ राही थक न मना है मार्ग कठिन है रुक न मना है चलते रहना तेरी यात्रा में विश्राम मना है आंधी चले तो डर न मना है तूफान उठे तो भी झुक न मना चले तब डगमगाना मना है कांटे चुभे तो सहम न मना है संकट की तपिश में पिघल न मना है आशा के फूलों को मुरझाना मना है हवाएं कहे ठहर न मना है धरती कहे भटक न मना है बादल कहे बिखर न मना है सूरज पुकारे अब बुझना मना है चलते रहना तेरी राह में आराम मना है समय के प्रवाह में बहकना मना है संसार के जाल में रमना मना है दुनियावी उत्सवों को मनाना मना है यथार्थ को भूल जाना मना है मायावी सुखों में चिपकना मना है झूठे इंद्रजाल में फंसना मना है तू है ज्वाला मिटना मना है, तू है हवा, थमना मना।